The Supreme Court will decide whether the salad days of tax-free shopping online are over. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Right now, the situation with e-commerce and taxes is a flaming hot mess. Since 1992, the rule has been that if an online retailer doesn't have a physical presence in a state, it doesn't have to collect sales tax in that state. But in 2016, South Dakota passed a law that said, no, out-of-state retailers have to collect taxes anytime somebody in South Dakota buys something online. Wayfair, Overstock, and Newegg sued over the South Dakota law, and the Supreme Court will hear arguments in the case tomorrow. The eventual decision will impact retailers across the country, from Walmart to web-only shops to small mom-and-pop stores. David Gamage is a law professor at Indiana University of Bloomington. I asked him how big a deal this is for state tax collection and retailers both.
It's at least a moderately big deal. How big a deal it is somewhat controversial. There are different estimates. Amazon used to not collect sales tax in most states. Today, Amazon, which of course is the biggest player by far, collects sales tax in every state, but only on direct sales. So about half of Amazon's sales are indirect through its marketplace affiliate vendors, and Amazon doesn't require those affiliate vendors to collect sales tax. So a good percentage, maybe say 30% of Amazon's sales, there's still no sales tax collected. And then when you look at other big players, Wayfair, Overstock, Newegg, these are players who are pretty big vendors, several billion in sales each year nationwide, and yet aggressively organize themselves so as to escape sales tax collection obligations in most states to the greatest degree possible.
And why is that? Is it because consumers don't want to pay it?
There's evidence to think that most consumers aren't aware. There's a large number of customers who decide they want to buy something. They look online at a price, maybe in Google's marketplace. Maybe they look at a Best Buy store and compare to Newegg, and they see the final price listed after tax is 7 or 8% less on Newegg because there's no tax included. And there's evidence that this has a pretty significant effect on consumer purchasing behavior, which has harms to local economies, jobs, state revenues, etc.
And then Amazon, we should note here, is not one of the companies involved in this case that the Supreme Court is going to hear arguments on, South Dakota versus Wayfair. But how large does Amazon loom in this conversation? At this point, is this almost like the only advantage Wayfair, Overstock, and Newegg have over Amazon?
It is an argument. You know, in the early years, Amazon was very committed to this tax evasion, tax avoidance strategy. This is one of the reasons Amazon is located in Washington State. They didn't want to locate in California because they didn't want to collect sales tax for California. But over the last 6-7 years or so, Amazon has reached a series of agreements with state governments, which have led to Amazon collecting sales tax on more and more purchases. At this point, Amazon might have more to gain from the government winning in the Wayfair case than lose. And Amazon is maybe losing business right now to some of these other players that are more aggressive in the tax evasion strategy. And Amazon might be better off overall collecting sales tax on all of its sales, so long as its competitors have to as well.
Finally, let's take a little look at the history. The precedent-setting case here is from 1992, Quill versus North Dakota. It dealt with mail order catalogs, which I love that two Dakotas are involved here too. At that time, what was the reasoning behind requiring a physical presence? You know, where did that argument come from?
It's important to understand when the Quill case was decided in 1992, it was decided as something of a compromise. There was a question about what the law was prior to Quill, and the Supreme Court decided the Quill case in a way that invited Congress to take up and resolve the issue. But Congress has completely failed to do that. It's been decades now since 1992, and the initial expectation that Congress would be up to the task of resolving this problem, it's been shown that our political process just isn't up to that task. And that's what's brought the Wayfair case, where now the dominant thought in the field is it's going to be up to the Supreme Court to resolve this issue because Congress hasn't.
If we had a nickel, David, for every time.
Well, yeah. I should say the primary argument in the Quill case for preventing state governments from just taxing all out-of-state vendors is compliance costs. The fear would be every state has different tax laws, each localities have different tax laws, there's potentially thousands of jurisdictions that have the ability to impose sales tax collection obligations on out-of-state vendors, and the fear would be that that would be expensive in terms of compliance costs for vendors selling nationwide. Today, that's somewhat less of a concern because software has resolved a lot of these problems.
David Gamage is a law professor at Indiana University of Bloomington. Tax day is also tomorrow, and while online retailers are not required to collect taxes, you, dear listeners, and also me and anyone who bought something online, are required to pay those taxes and to estimate how much we owe on our tax returns. David did tell me, however, most of us don't do that. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM. Just as you count on Marketplace for reliable, in-depth news and information, we're counting on listeners like you to invest in what we do. The more people who support Marketplace, the more we can do to raise economic intelligence across the country. And don't forget, your donation will be matched dollar for dollar when you give today, thanks to a generous challenge from our friends at Candida. Become a Marketplace investor today at marketplace.org. And thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.